Hey kids, how's it going? I'm your Uncle Jake, and I'm here all by myself tonight because everybody else is out of town and stuff. I know that my voice should probably be louder than it is. I don't know what I can do about it. I'm broadcasting from a laptop at my house because I don't normally broadcast from my house. But the office is sitting fallow. All of these rows have been plowed for content seeds to be planted, and no one's there to water them. So yeah, I'm probably gonna mostly play music in between asking questions, cause I need a foil. I'm nobody's straight man. Not for straight man or any man. Let's see what KMD says about my levels. Yep, there I am on the left only, same as fucking always. I don't know what it is with these mixer things. Yes, everything is plugged in all the way. Thanks, KMD, for asking the stupid questions first. Not that your question was stupid. Your question implied that I was stupid. And thanks for implying that I'm stupid. You're really picking up the slack for the forums, because the forums haven't done anything like that lately. Let's look at the tweet questions, shall we? Let's see. Data Vortex says, Crimco Cubicles are a great zone, and I'm gonna let you finish, but Crimbopolis was the best Crimbo content of all time. Good, good. I'm hoping that everybody who hates everything that we've done in the last week or so will just think about Crimbopolis and have that be their Crimbo this year. Data Vortex also asks if he can kill one of my chickens and cook it for me. No, I'm waiting for them to get old enough to produce eggs for me. And like they say, if there's eggs in the nest, play ball. Because I play a variant of ball that uses eggs in a nest. This is going to be a fantastic show. Normally I pause and somebody else says something stupid, and it makes me sound smarter in comparison. No such luck tonight, huh? Blister Guy says, can we fax you questions about the fax machine? Yeah, that's going to be a thing that people are going to want to talk about. I was mad earlier. I was mad when I was reading in the forums about the fax machine. I was simultaneously mad. I decided to take a little break this morning from work because I'd been busting my ass and driving myself crazy the last couple days getting all this Crimbo stuff done. And I decided that I would play some World of Warcraft, and then I got stuck in this bullshit quest that was bullshit. And I was getting all mad at that. Then I was like, well, because I've gotten killed so many times, I'm on this ridiculous timer where I can't pop out of my corpse for like 2 minutes. I'll go look at the KOL forums. And then I was like, grr, because I was already all grr. And then I went into dev chat and called a lot of people a lot of names. Someday I'll share them with you. Not people in dev, people in the forums. People in dev are sweethearts. They're sweethearts and sweetie pies, every single one of them. Well, some of them are sweethearts and some of them are sweetie pies. Daria Maki says, I've been away from KOL for a while and I just can't find the drive to get interested again. Is there anything you would suggest? Maybe take some more time off. James Leffler says, you watched Penn and Teller's bullshit Ground Zero episode tonight. Why the fuck is there still just a hole in the ground there? WTF. Those are some hiccups. By the way, I'm not as drunk as I probably sound. My nose is a little plugged up, so it's making my speech a little strange, and I'm having to hold my mouth in a weird way that sounds like slurring, but it's not. And the hiccuping, that was from something else also. Not drinking. That's not to say that I'm not drunk. I'm just not that drunk. Amadir says, I'm going to bed in a few minutes, but if you play Queen for me, I'll visit you in my dreams. Does that count? Yeah, that counts. Although I think I might play ABBA instead of Queen. You know what I wish I could do? I wish that I could play YouTube audio on the radio, because what I would play for you guys, if I could play anything for you guys, is not the slowed down version that you've all heard, but the full speed version of the masterpiece Gimme Pizza from You're Invited to Mary-Kate and Ashley's Sleepover. Because that song is fucking great. It has everything. It has everything that anyone could ever need out of a song, all in one song, where five little girls sing about putting the entire contents of their refrigerator on a pizza. That song, I looked into this, that song was written by a man who at the time was 38 years old. And that's how, that's why I like it, I think. I like things that are written by dudes that are older than me. Fred Levi says, "All alone, what happened to Riff?" And or, yeah, you mentioned that last week, didn't you? How about that pool cue chef staff? Yeah, yeah. Every time somebody mentions that, I say, one of these days, one of these days, to the moon. Riff is off visiting some families. He's doing charity work. He's visiting some poor families in Africa. I don't know what I thought I was going for with that Rao. I don't think there's any place that starts with Rao. Ralston. Is there a Ralston Purina, South Carolina? He was going to rallies where there are some poor families who can't even afford a single hamburger. I don't know if you guys have rallies where you are, individual listener. Some of you probably do. Maybe some of you are down the street from my house where there's a rallies. Hot Stuff is still in the ice's land, and I got a text message from him a few minutes ago saying that we need to go hiking in Iceland in 2012. Presumably so that we can see it before it is consumed in the fires of December 2012, which will consume us all. KOCed says that we've finally become really self-referential. We were already pretty self-referential. Melee Loaf. That's a good name. Melee Loaf. Which game do you think I should get next? Call of Duty Black Ops or Assassin's Creed Brotherhood? I know nothing about either one of those games. So, I will say that, if I were to pick one of those, I would probably pick Assassin's Creed Brotherhood because that's got swords and shit. As opposed to, like, rocket launchers and shit. Because I don't like rocket launchers. Or games with rocket launchers. Hazard Hostile says, "The only substantial difference between Crimico content and my actual job is that half the boredom adventures are blocked by WebSense. But not the water cooler. Being blocked by WebSense from going to the water cooler would just be weird. But what you can't go to is watercoolermilfs.com." Man, I don't know what I would do if my boss wouldn't let me go to watercoolermilfs.com while I was on the job. Sigh and weep a lot. Beowulf says, "Having watched the midnight show of Tron Legacy, do not fear, I shall be asleep 5 minutes before the show starts. Good luck. On the subject of Tron Legacy, more like Tron Meh-a-sy leg. Discuss." I saw some reviews of it that said that it was boring. Not that it was boring, but that the story didn't really do much. And I don't know. I fully expect it to be terrible. I think I'm going Saturday morning to a breakfast show. First, I'm going to join a breakfast club, and then hope that Molly Ringwald wants to go to the movies with me. Well, look at that. Like, 6 minutes. All the Twitter questions. All the Twitter questions. This is what happens when I don't have anybody else on the radio with me. I just read questions real, real fast, say things that aren't funny, and then play songs. Boy, you know what I hate. I hate that the broadcasting software stops that song from playing right when it gets good because of some bullshit silence detection bullshit that it does, and I forget about it every time. But you know what the good news is? The good news is that Mr. Green Smiling just taught me a trick. And by taught me a trick, I meant showed me a website. And so I am going to grace y'all with Gimme Pizza.
That's right. One super giant pizza. Plain. Nothing on it. And I'd like that delivered as soon as possible.
Girls! Your pizza's here.
Thank you. Okay, guys, we've cleaned out the refrigerator. I think we're just about ready to build the perfect pizza. Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza! Pizza, pizza, a work of art like the Mona. says, here we go. Chocolate sauce, spreading it slow. Oreo, marshmallow, caramel, coconut cream, egg bouillon, chicken tongue, holy eyeball. I'm gonna scream. Now don't forget the rice or the mashed potatoes. And what about these fried green tomatoes? Batter's up, ketchup's ready. One, two, three, four, five, spaghetti. Pasta, put it in the pizza. Fish sticks, put it in the pizza. Ketchup, put it in the pizza. Meatloaf, put it in the pizza.
Think about that. Think about all the things that they listed. And imagine a pizza with all of those things on it. That wouldn't be any good at all. I want to remind you guys, that song was written, as near as I can tell, by a 38-year-old man. 38. 38 years old. I have got to do some stuff prior to rollover, and so I thought I would take advantage of the facts that we did not do our typical Thanksgiving tradition because we didn't do a Thanksgiving radio show. And what we're going to do now is I'm going to read the handful of Twitter questions that have come in since I finished reading the Twitter questions before, and then I'm going to play Alice's Restaurant because that'll give me 18 minutes to work on this game that I make for you, you the listeners, you the players, you. Wait. This question from Blaze One, I'm not going to read because it doesn't make any sense. Yo-Yo God says, when you do the show by yourself, are you tempted to answer questions in the nude? No, when I do it by myself, that's the only time I ever actually wear clothes. I find that, you know how they say that if you're nervous about speaking in front of somebody, just imagine them naked? I am naked everywhere that I go in an effort to make the people around me less nervous. And by and large, I think it's successful. Fred Levi says, whenever somebody asks you if something is a reference that's not, just do what Andrew Hussey of MS Paint Adventures does and say, it is now. And Sergney says, thoughts on Zuckerberg being Time's Man of the Year? Why were you and Scully passed up for this honor again? You know, I don't care. I don't know that I believe that Time's Person of the Year... Person of the Year is what you say if you're not a misogynist, you sexist and misogynist. I don't believe that it's relevant. You know, maybe it is. There was that one time that it was a mirror. The Person of the Year was a mirror. And then there was that time that the Person of the Year was Mr. Mixitsplix. And when you put that on the bookshelf next to the year's Time magazine where the Person of the Year was a mirror, he actually lost his crown, and that's why you don't know about it. LeBlanc says, Crimbo is awesome, Crimbopolis is awesome, don't worry about the haters. Stop talking about, wow, I'm gonna relapse. Do it. Do it, LeBlanc. Do it. It's pretty awesome. I've been having fun with it. Except for that bullshit quest today. Bullshit quest of bullshit. Alright. I think it is time for me to finish the stuff that has to roll out at Rollover and give you guys the opportunity that you don't get all that often to listen to Alice's Restaurant. You know, it's amazing how long 18 minutes is when you have to talk for 18 minutes extemporaneously, and it's amazing how short 18 minutes is when it's 18 minutes where you don't have to talk and you're trying to get a bunch of work done. But I think everything is ready to go for the new stuff that's going to be happening tonight. Might not be there exactly at Rollover, but don't flip your shit. Don't flip your shit, people. A couple more Twitter questions came in. One of them was Sompiem says, can you solve a Rubik's Cube? No, I can't. I can read a guide on solving a Rubik's Cube, and I can solve one side of a Rubik's Cube, but then when it gets to the point where you have to start, like, doing the memorized sequences of moves where you swap one corner piece for another piece, I can't keep it in my head. I have no spatial skills. I was going to say I have no social skills. That's also true. Gamelli started a sentence about the pizza song. Didn't finish it. It was something like, that pizza song is really... dot dot dot. I don't know. Amazing is maybe what you were going to say. We'll hear it at least one more time before the show is over, I think. That's what I think. I'm going to look, I believe, at the... Shelby Ferguson says, how about playing The Decline by NoFX if you need another 18-minute break? I'd be more inclined to play Inagata Davida by Iron Butterfly, or I, Ron Butterfly, which is the Isaac Asimov version of that band. I'll read the forum thread questions and probably not really get into a discussion about most of the interesting ones. How about that? Stubach2 says, also, my collection of beards continues to grow, despite the fact that I trimmed mine last night. It would grow faster if my wand cooperated. I think we should implement an all non-beards become beards for Stupak wand. Like, I make a new version of every item in the game that has the word beard in parentheses and is equipable as an accessory, but only by you. I don't like that idea. He says, thoughts on the fax machine. I'm mostly interested in what your design goal was, your thoughts on the reaction, and if you like any of the suggested changes. Personally, I hope for yada, yada, yada. I will say that I do not like any of the suggested changes. I'm pretty sure in my heart that those of you who are flipping out about the doom and gloom that is going to be engendered by this thing are flipping out about nothing. There are a number of things about the reactions in that forum thread that bother me, and I don't really want to enumerate them. What I think I will do is what I think the right thing to do is I'm not going to pay any attention to what people are saying about this for a while. I am curious. It seems like for the people who get angry about new hoops to jump through in order to play perfectly optimally, there is a threshold at which you will decide, you know what, I'm just not going to do it, and that's okay. Like, Stupak doesn't mess with the Jack in the Box, even though it's strictly speaking optimal, and I have not done shit about that, even though it was like, oh god, you gotta change this, this is horrible, this is gonna ruin everything because it's super tedious and super optimal, hasn't changed in a year, and the world didn't end, and I want to know why that is, and if that reflects a larger principle that could be relied on to solve a lot of problems like this in the future. Like, it seems as though it bothers people to not be optimal. But in the case of the Jack in the Box, using the Jack in the Box bothers people more than not using it. Missing out on that particular slice of the optimal pie. And I'm curious what it is about that that makes it so that level-headedness is applied, and whether or not it will eventually apply itself to everything else that's actually complained about. Because you can just ignore it. You can just pretend that you're playing the same game that you played yesterday. And I'm kind of curious in the mind of somebody who believes that this is a terrible thing that I've given you. What is the worst that's going to happen if you just pretend that it's not there? Will it nag at you that you're not doing something that you know could be shaving some turns off of your runs? If so, would it nag at you more than not using the Jack in the Box seems to nag at Stupak, which is not at all, from what I can tell, right? Like, because there was like a little bit of fire flying around about the way that familiar worked, and then nothing happened, and everybody stopped talking about it. And I'm just kind of curious as to whether or not that would happen if I didn't do anything about this either. Because I kind of don't want to, because there seem to be two options in everybody's mind. One is to basically convert it into a pair of safety scissors so that the people who insist on stabbing themselves in the eyes with everything that can help them squeeze 3 extra drops of blood out of each eye on every run make it so they don't have to do that. But what that does is it makes it so all of the other people who could be using these scissors have to use some shitty blunt scissors, right? And I don't want to do that because I like the thing the way that it works now. I think it's pretty cool. I think a clan can have, a monster that everybody gets to fight every day. It's that's like from an event that you, maybe you're fighting a rock monster or whatever, and you don't have to worry about, like, constantly recycling your own putty. I think that it's entirely possible that a clan will be like, hey, casual ascenders, wouldn't it be cool if we had a monster in here that it was beneficial for you to fight early in a run? There are going to be a handful of people who decide that there are one or two optimal monsters to get out of the fax machine, and I think it is pretty trivial to get whitelisted in a single other clan. You already have to be in a clan if you're playing optimally, because that's what the VIP lounge did. The idea that you now have to form a clan, buy VIP keys on a multi, one for every monster that exists in the game in case that monster turns out to be optimal, I think is crazy. And I think that the faster your runs are, to begin with, the less of a big deal this is for you, because the fewer times you have to actually mess with it. It is trivial to whitelist into a clan via chat command. I will have CD Moyer give you a chat command to pull a photocopy out of the fax machine, and then you'll be able to do it typing 2 things. the griefing vector. I could see you being upset about that. You're just gonna have to trust each other, and what you're gonna have to do is you're gonna have to alternate between trusting each other and having your day's fax machine pull ruined by Pantsless's ass. And that, friends, is funny. Wave Dash also says, I'd like to hear the Power of the Bees thoughts on the faxing. I'm not going to change anything until I see how it plays out. And I'm especially not going to change anything... Well, what I don't want is to give you guys the impression that some change is going to happen so that you alter your behavior vis-a-vis whether you want to farm some extra fax machines or not. Because I think as it stands now, there's a lot of people who see an opportunity to get a bunch of those things, and I want those people to take advantage of that opportunity and benefit from it. The thing is too cool to ruin for everybody else just because of a handful of people who can't stop themselves from slamming their fingers in the lid of it. So making it not available in Ronin or Hardcore. The attitude that really bothers me the most, I think. So there's the one that says blunt it, and then there's the one that says, well, what you've effectively done is given us the ability to fight any monster every day. So why not just turn the fax machine into a thing that you can put a copy of every monster in and then pick which monster you want? And what you're saying there is, here's this thing that if you have 1,000 of them and a tremendous amount of effort and coordination will result in this end. And it's a hassle, so just give us that end for free with no effort. And no is the answer to that request. You say that because of what will end up happening down the road, what I've done is effectively produced this thing, X. So why not just make it X without all of that work having to be done, without all of those resources having to be spent on it? And no. If it's going to be that, it's going to be that because those resources get spent. It's going to be that because the community rallies around allowing cool things to happen with this cool toy that we gave you. And if it doesn't, then you've got nothing to worry about because you're playing on the same field as everybody else is. And it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Livido says, any Mayfly behavior plan for this year's Crimbo content? You know, it's always Hot Stuff yelling at me to add Mayfly behavior to stuff, and Hot Stuff's out of town, so I didn't add any Mayfly behavior for anything. I forgot to do it in Crimbopolis, too, even though he did yell at me. He just always yelled at me when we were at a sushi restaurant or something and not at a point where I could actually add Mayfly behavior. But no, I don't know. I guess I could whip up something where they'd steal you another script or some nonsense. Ooh, look! Another Twitter post. I hope it's not retarded. LeBlanc says, on Facebook, you can now add favorite games to profiles. The KOL choice is not the right page, though. Fix? I don't know how to fix that because there's that guy that has way more followers than us, and I don't know. What the hell? Casey Wiederman says, I was really attached to the idea of different clans specializing in different monsters. Heck, it's encouragement for cooperation. I like it, too. I like that there's stuff. You know, there was a lot of talk when we first introduced the Rumpus Room. There were a lot of people rumbling, you know what, this is a terrible idea. This is going to shatter the social aspect of clans, and it's going to fragment everything because you can't make it so the clan means anything for gameplay, or else people are going to just be forced to make new clans that support their gameplay goals. And, you know, it's fine. Nothing caught on fire as a result of that. Casey Wiederman also said, more incentives on personal progression as opposed to being faster than the other guy. I'm not competing with sharper scissors. I'm not entirely sure what you mean by that. Clarify, please. Oh, let's see. Lots of Phil says, what about dropping the equip requirement and power on the googly star hat from the arcade? Then it would be like the spangly sombrero, but for muscle or miss classes. You know, I don't remember what either of those items do, so I'm not going to comment on that suggestion. And an accessory oven mitt that lets you equip the brimstone bunker at zero muscle would be cool. Chilled says, I'm very much enjoying Crimbo Towers now that it's open. At the moment, it's mostly for the fact that I can go to the office in real life, do my boring office job. Then when I get bored, I can log into the game where I play the Crimbo content, which is working in an office, doing a boring office job. Then when boredom gets maxed out, finding the game and playing the Crimbo content there. Is there boring office work to play for Crimbo in Best Game Ever as well? Ah, there should be. We could get so many more layers of meta. Are you planning on making more monsters for the cubicle? The guy who sings out of tune with the radio, badly programmed content management systems, sudden, urgent, yet pointless assignments, maybe even a painfully unfunny forwarded email. There'll be a couple more things in there. Nothing, no fundamental crazy changes to the way that it works are incoming. There'll be some stuff that happens today. I'm telling CD Moyer that I think we're ready. Clickety-clack, type, type, type. Let's see. You could do... He's talking about that karma instead of a skill thing. Right. Number fourth question. What came first, the RNG NPC or the dude getting banned for making the 1 millionth account? The dude getting banned for making the 1 millionth account. Bumcheek City says, this Crimbo is fucking brilliant! I'm not joking, you're being sarcastic. I'm really enjoying it, and I can't wait until tomorrow. Just wanted to put all the complaining about the fax machine and the complaining about the complaining about the fax machine and the justifying the complaining about the complaining about the fax machine and the retorts of the justifications of the complaints about the fax machine and so forth into context. But a question. If you had the choice of never being able to travel in motorized transport, including motorbikes, cars, planes, boats with engines and buses, etc., or never again seeing a naked female breast, which would you choose? Bear in mind, you'd still be permitted bikes and to have sex. The girl would just have to keep her top on. Now that's philosophy. I think I would have to go with the no naked breasts, as sad as that is, because still have sex. Can she wear a revealing top? What counts as, what counts as a breast? Is there cleavage? Probably not, huh? That might suck. But still, I got places to go. Trains weren't on there. Maybe if we had better train system or if I lived in Europe, I'd be okay. I think that if I lived in Europe, I could get away with not having a car or a motorbike or a plane or a boat with an engine or buses. Dead Ned says, what happened to the cock and balls Crimbo tattoo? You talked about it, con. Am I just not seeing it? Man, as some joke that I made that I don't remember. Groly says, as a back from KOL a days player, I got kicked in the balls by some of the new content repeatedly. What? So, one, when skipping Riff's magma puzzle, either give some warning that this is the equivalent of dumping a karma for good, or just reduce the penalty to not giving the volcano heart. I mean, isn't even the 10 adventures a good enough punishment for not scripting it? I mean, the lack of karma is a punishment for not solving it. So, solve it, you know? If that to you means scripting it, then fucking script it. I don't care. But you don't get to be on the other side of hoops without jumping through them. That's the theme of tonight. Also, if you're the kind of person that cares about karma, you should know that already, and now you do, right? Two, when using karma, could you put the hard-earned air in a box rather than discarding it altogether, or disappear the karma until the ascension after that, maybe? No. I've had this discussion a bunch of times also. If you don't want your air being replaced with a karma, don't deliberately perform the action that causes your air to be replaced with a karma. It's as simple as that. And now for the cheerier part about this amazing Crimbo. Please, permissions and logs for the fax machine. Hey, that wasn't cheery, you liar! So which way will you choose to store photocopied monsters without setting up an army of bots or emptying many clan chats? It is not going to empty clan chats, for fuck's sake. It will take 10 seconds to go into another clan and get another monster out of their fax machine. Literally, 10 seconds. Whitelisting is awesome. Whitelisting rules. I'm so glad that I let the Hardy Hearts convince me that whitelisting was a fun idea. Number four, will you make the VIP room key available next month, even if the item of the month isn't a VIP room item? Doing otherwise would just be cruel, and I'm sure people will massively donate for them if the fax keeps its awesomeness promise. I know I will. Yeah, but you would also donate for it in March when it comes up again with the next piece of VIP furniture, or whenever. It might not be March. I don't know. But it'll be sometime in the first half of the year. I don't think so. I don't think that I'm going to do it. We didn't do it last year, and it wasn't a big deal. I think that the game is better off for having an actual living market in those items. And if we made them available every time people wanted them, then there would be no sense in anybody ever buying more than the one that they just need for themselves, right? And so I think, honestly, that it would reduce donations if we made them available during Crimbo content where one popped up. I mean, if we got around to doing the Hobopolis VIP furniture, it was like, hey, my clan just found a VIP furniture in Hobopolis. Could you put the VIP invitation in the store? Well, no. You know? And once it's available all the time, then I don't see any reason not to do what we said we were going to do, which was to put the VIP invitation in Mr. Store whenever there is clan furniture in Mr. Store that month. And so, you know what? The third year, Crimbo next year, we're going to have even more... actually, probably won't do VIP item next Crimbo. But we'll have even more precedent set, because there will have been two Crimbos where there was a VIP item that you could buy and no VIP invitations in the thing. Oh, boy, is CD Moyer running some code that makes me nervous. It doesn't actually make me nervous. It's fine. It's tested. Let's see. What else is in this thread? Oh, Groly's fifth question. Why don't make zaps always give missing items? Now that people with a Hebo or Pumpkin get it so much easier with outfits, it's not that powerful in comparison. It would tone down one bit of high RNG variance. You know, that's something that I feel like if it were that big of a deal, people would be complaining about it a lot, and they're not. That's just how that item works, you know. Also, somebody asks later about power creep. What does he say? What's your take on power creep? Big Mara says, seems like the game has progressed a huge amount in a very short time span with no counterbalance. Well, let's not get all doom and gloom about that. But this suggestion, for instance, why not make the Zaps always give the missing items? Because it's not that powerful relative to the new, more powerful things that you've implemented in more recent times. That just makes all of the power creep multiplicative, which is a bad idea. Like, if we use things that we've done now as a precedent for making everything that is weak relative to those new things. So, let me finish reading Mara's thing. It seems like the game has progressed a huge amount in a very short time span with no counterbalance. Even the changes to delay, which were supposed to be balanced, ended up being a little power creepy. People keep throwing out the possibility of a one-dayer as the stopping point, which I really think you probably don't think about when designing content, but I honestly feel like that day is upon us. If FOB happened as frequently as stat days, and thus the lag wasn't so atrocious that carefully playing 200 turns took 9 hours, I think it is already possible. Well, we'll see. I mean, somebody will... If it is possible, somebody will do it. That's a thing that we've learned. The thing about power creep is that, in a way, I think it is just good for the game in general, because making new things that are just strictly better than old things that are maybe hard to get is, I think, pretty egalitarian as far as making it so somebody who started playing a year ago is not hopelessly disadvantaged compared to somebody who started 5 years ago, for instance. Also, you know, it becomes impossible to do things that are fun and interesting and also balanced if we're not willing to make some numbers bigger, if we're not willing to break some of the rules that we've established, if we're not willing to do new things that are, you know, more exciting than the old things. And so you're going to inevitably get some power creep just because we want the item of the month to seem awesome, right? And so putting out an item of the month is like, wow, this is like half the power of last month's item of the month. That's not awesome. Not that that's a defense of it, and not that I'm saying that it's good because of that. It's just, I think it's inevitable, and I don't think the game is in that bad a shape. I don't think that there are people arguing that the game has gotten worse in the last year. People have said, oh man, power creep, but people have not said, wow, this game sucks. So, you know, well, I mean, certainly people have never stopped saying this game sucks for even 1 minute. You'd think that they would need to stop yelling at me to breathe at some point, but maybe they, I don't know. Chalky Candy says, retroactively putting paperclip items in the recipes found list for those of us who made them before this was implemented. I know it's not a huge deal, but it was bugging me a little. Or maybe making them disassemblable like those Bricko outfit pieces. Are those? Can you take those apart? Other than that, great stuff this Crimbo. I lost 3 hours of my life last night working in an office and couldn't have enjoyed it more. Made me forget how fiddly it is playing this game on my phone. Huh. This should be pretty easy to, this Crimbo should be pretty easy to play on your phone. I'm pleased with a couple of things. I'm pleased with the lag reduction that I believe is entirely afforded to us by C.D. Moyer's wizardry in figuring out a non-downtimey way to convert some of the more contentious tables to a more contention-tolerant database format without anybody even noticing, except for a couple people who had their lives completely fucked. But we fixed it. It's okay. I think that I am pleased with the way that we did the scaling this year. Those who want unlimited scaling monsters can have them, but those who are just fucking around trying to earn as much of the script as they can to get the new stuff and don't care about power leveling can just have a bunch of trivially easy combats that they can one-hit with auto-attack. I think that that is helping to significantly reduce the overall number of page loads that we're incurring. Lag is apparently not so bad, which is encouraging to me. That's making me pretty happy. And I don't know. My one thing is I wish that you saw more of the monster hit and miss texts, even when you were just one-hitting everything with auto attack. But, you know, that is what it is. I feel like this Crimbo is easier than most to just click through without having to worry about not being optimal. Sleepy Worm says, thank you so much for the Brain Cracker Sour. Thank Mr. Skullhead, because he's the one that did all that writing. Every bit of it. Hey, another Twitter question. I hope it's not lame. How about the option, says Casey Wiederman, to sort leaderboards by clan or group? This is regarding players being able to ignore what they don't like and... okay, scissors, he says. That way there was way more than one. Why did that say one when there were actually four? I can ignore the super optimal stuff that's out of my reach and just better my own game, perhaps a mindset you could foster. Yeah, I don't know how to foster that mindset exactly. Because to me, that's just how I feel about it, right? Like, that's how I would play. That's how I play. You know, like, I've been playing Twilight Heroes, and I'm just, like, sort of waiting for the mall to be implemented in Twilight Heroes and farming some currency so that I can immediately donate some stuff to sell in the mall for huge currency. So I don't know why I'm doing the farming exactly. But, getting my lucres, and one of these days I'll jump back into the speed not speed game. No, see, the speed game is completely beyond me there, and it's always gonna be. I'm not willing to do the stuff that you have to do to make leaderboards in that game, but I like being faster than I was before. I like permanent skills that make me more powerful. I like doing more damage when I hit stuff with my weapons. That's what I like. I don't know to what extent we really need to foster that among KOL players, because I think that it probably among the people who are going to feel like that, they already feel like that, and that's the way most people approach it, you know? Because if it was the case that these, you know, that like, fiddly familiars are terrible, then we would sell way fewer of them, right? No, maybe not. Maybe not. Everybody feels like they have to get them. But see, they don't. I think the majority does not feel like they have to get it. They just want it because it's fun. This is regarding, says Casey, people being able to ignore what they don't like and yet still have a full experience of the game. I can't compete against the guy with snow cones, but I can whoop the Kaiser's ass. You can put a tiger in his latrine. Kinniwa says, hi, Jake, have you considered a Macbeth witch's potion quest? KOL is conspicuously absent of babies, but this could be cool. Yeah, there are plenty of Jews, Turks, and Tartars. And our Jews are all blasphemers. Boy, the Jews of KOL are going to be happy. The Jews of KOL are going to be happy about some gifts that they will undoubtedly begin to receive en masse tonight, this very night, which I think is too late to be part of their crazy Jew Christmas, but still, Crimbo is non-denominational. Sompum says, have you played Minecraft? Good, bad, designed for 12-year-olds? Yes, no, no. Minecraft rules. And if you don't like Minecraft, screw you. Tanya R says, will Red Stapler be featuring this year? No. A random question says Icefall 5, and it's not Crimbo-themed. Gasp. Is there any reason that, since the unveiling of the new tavern, or possibly earlier, but the tavern is the first one I noticed, all the areas have switched from individual linked images to one large image with an image map? It's just a lot easier. I've just gotten way quicker about... Well, first of all, I've started doing a lot more stuff as entire actual scale scenes in KOL, as opposed to, like, a lot of the layout stemmed from the very earliest version of KOL, where stuff was kind of just meant to be icons rather than an actual map or a representation of something, and the stuff has become a lot more representational as it's gone along, and you know, because I always made the graphics like that, and then rather than having to figure out how to split them up into HTML tables and slicing the images up, since image maps basically work for everyone, and I don't think that we're actually excluding any portion of the player base by using them, they're just way easier to do. They, you know, they will cause certain things to be a pain in the ass, like having to do a whole bunch of different versions of a scene or whatever. So I doubt if something like the planes is ever going to work like that, because there's way, way too many states that the planes can be in. But, yeah, you know. There's some stuff that was worked on before the tavern that's like that, but that hasn't been released yet. Isari Asuka says, "Hey, Jake, Crimbo's awesome. One question. Would it be possible to get a clan rank permission for allowing people to feed the fax machine? With that one change, the community can easily rally around the fax machine and deal with it pretty well. Otherwise, it's hard, and it would be such a small change that people would undoubtedly like anyway, just for their own clans." I know, but there are so few griefing vectors in this game. I don't want to remove ones that I've just added before anybody even gets to shove their ass in anybody else's face against their will. Scully's is worried that people will complain that having somebody's ass put in their fax machine is tantamount to rape. I don't think that's true. I don't know if he was being serious when he said that or not either. Zarufan1 says, "Speaking of which, fax machine, best griefing idea or bestest griefing idea?" I think both. First Boy on the Moon says, "I was at a local tavern yesterday and there spied an attractive young lady at the bar. Not being the shy type, I asked her, 'How would you like 9 inches of hard cock tonight?' She licked her lips and said, 'I'll go get my coat.' 'Great,' I said. 'We're also gonna need a bottle of Viagra and a guy with a 5-inch dick.'" First, why the fuck didn't you make the Crimbomination's name Crimbomination? Well, I don't know what his name is. Mr. Skullhead made his name something, and he says, "This game needs more Irish." Oh, it's because Mr. Skullhead hates the Irish. I think he got one of those shirts from T-Shirt Hell that says, "Fuck you, you're Irish." Second, I like this Crimbo, but why'd you make the clan VIP item so expensive if we can't trade script with our clanmates? The way we're probably going to do it in my clan, I'm going to farm up the VIP item, and my clannies are going to send me the skill books as gifts to indirectly defer the cost. Seems a little roundabout. One man's roundabout is another man's social. Third, the reason I was pissy about the Crimbopolis stuff is because the tree beard tattoo is one of the greatest pieces of art I've seen in this game, and I probably won't get it. I'm less angry now, just sad. Fourth, can you talk about the dev server? Is it a sandbox where the devs can test items in every possible situation? What's being on during rollover like? It's a lot like being on not during rollover, but it's maybe a little faster, and you're only talking to people. Ow. People, have fun with your stupid stuff, and not... Whoops. Oh, man. C.D. Moyer screwed some stuff up. Don't spoil it. Don't tell everybody that you're their secret Santa, you dicks. Don't do it. You're going to anyway. You're going to anyway. Screw you. Anyway, so the dev server, there are, basically for the people who are not on staff, and for the people who are on staff, there are these accounts that you can check out that you can, like, alter their quest flag states and stuff, and, you can't just arbitrarily create items, really, but you basically have an infinite number of turns that you can farm stuff with, or you can just ask me to send you stuff or whatever. So yeah, a lot of just ways of testing things under different circumstances. It's attached to the same database. There's not like a development copy of the database, so that makes it a little weird the way that we have to do development, but. It's basically just a web server that runs all of our maintenance scripts, like rollover runs on the dev server, and this is the maintenance that happens every hour, and the like weekly stuff. You guys don't see those, really, but they're not a thing that we talk about. Matt plus Rar says, "When is Scully going to rant at us?" You know, he's probably not going to rant at us. He's been pretty chill about everything. Oh man, more Twitter posts. There's a lot of people listening live, apparently. Or maybe just more people are active because they can tell that I'm so lonely. OmniFrog says, "Would you play Disco Duck during your next musical interlude? I don't know what that is. And I don't have it." Sompum says, "I love fiddly familiars. What they do for me is not make optimal play harder. It makes my already unoptimal play slightly more varied and interesting." Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it, too. Uh, Blister Guy says, is it lonely in the office without Riff and Hot Stuff? Do you feel the need to yell 12 from time to time just to cheer yourself up? Yeah, the pretentious artist is still at the office, and Zly's still there. Although the one guy who was not at the office today was Jick, because I took it real easy today until I worked all evening. But yeah. I hope you guys have fun with the Secret Santa stuff, because that was pretty cool. Let's see. Oh man, I wish I was, hanging out, talking to people in dev, seeing what was going on. This is an exciting time. Furtive Muffin says, what are your thoughts on hats? Not hats in game, just hats. I remember the consensus on an earlier show was that the wearing of fedoras usually indicates pretentiousness. Is this true for all non-baseball cap hats or just fedoras? Your answer to this question is critical in that it will probably amuse me for a few seconds and fill some airtime. I think that there are a very limited number of situations in which wearing a hat is appropriate. When you're in a costume, you can wear a hat. Maybe you are allowed to wear a Panama hat if you're old and on the beach. Or a straw hat, or a kind of a wide-brimmed hat to keep the sun off of your ears. Other than that, man, we just don't have a world right now in which it's okay for men to wear hats, and that's fine. Or women, for that matter. You know, you don't see... what you don't see, honestly, you see a lot of guys walking around wearing fedoras, even though that's not even a thing. What you don't see is a bunch of women walking around with big ol' hat box, hat pin hats with birds and shit on them, because women know better than to dress like douches. That's what I'm saying. Janzu says, thanks for the Crimbo content. Really loving the writing. Well, good old Scully. Comes through every time. Any new trophies available in the Crimbo stuff? No. How many items can be made for paperclips currently? They've all been discovered. It's like 5. Would you explain how Covert Crimbo is going to work, or do we have to wait? You have to wait. Also, what the hell does the Gaudy Pirate change have to do with Crimbo? I think people have pretty much figured out that the reason that the Gaudy Pirate changed is because the fax machine would have allowed you to skip the entire pirate quest by pulling a Gaudy Pirate out of a fax machine. And, we didn't want to do that. The only other change that happened because of this, and I don't know if this is going to stay this way, I'm not thinking of this as a final solution, or the final solution, but I made the filthworms unputtyable. So basically, I can't imagine that anybody ever would have puttied them before, because maybe they would have, actually, now that I think about it. I need to figure out how to make that work so that I guess you would putty it if you were worried that you were going to run out of turns of the previous effects. So I can imagine somebody who wasn't being super optimal wanting to putty that, and maybe that's something that could be addressed. I don't know how I'm going to deal with that exactly, because a quick, gaudy, key-like fix does not present itself to my tiny, feeble imagination right away. What else? There's also some goofiness with the gaudy key right now that I need to fix because I didn't bother. I didn't, because I was doing it in a hurry in the middle of a whole bunch of other stuff, I didn't want to think about a complicated conditional to stop it from... because right now what you can do is you can keep getting the keys, and as long as you don't use them and get and make the snakehead charm. No, just get the snakes. You can keep getting keys to drop, and ones that you use after that just don't do anything. I need to change that conditional so that any combination of 2 snakehead charms and keys stop it from dropping, and I think it's actually pretty easy to do that, but just haven't done it yet. Beowulf says, can I expand on Stupak's question and ask how you guys go about designing things like Crimbo from start to finish? Take us from poolside discussion right up to mechanical and narrative additions. It would be both interesting and time-consuming. So some of it I can't really talk about because I don't want to spoil or sort of fail to spoil or violate people's expectations about what's going on. But, this one... it's not a poolside discussion. It's in a pool. The discussion happens in a pool because we believe, like Brian, not Brian Eno, Brian Wilson, that you can't lie in a pool and that you you can't fail to design a crimbo in a pool. And usually what happens is that there will be like a base idea for the new thing about crimbo that comes from Scully. And that's what all of the sort of thinking about it gets based on. And so last year there was like the basic plot progression of Crimbo Crimbo Town with the mafia and stuff. And then there was the lemonade stand game. Like that was just like his out of the blue direction that he wanted to go with it. And so then we sat on that for a long time. I thought, well, we should also do like a currency store because that's a thing that is cool. It's a good way to make some self-contained content. And so then we did. It was like, you know, let's just get everybody involved because, like, as it stood, like CD Moyer wouldn't have really had anything to do really with Crimbo. So I'm like, well, let's do something that we wouldn't do if it wasn't for like having a good programmer whose time is at our disposal. Let's do this casino stuff. I still need to have the slot machines in the casino, the Thatch Roof Casino, use the new casino stuff that we did that is now the old casino stuff from Crimbo. Just keep not thinking about that, and surprisingly nobody really mentions it. And then like usually, like last year I feel like most of the drops came, most of the stuff that you bought with the Crimbucks came from like me and Hot Stuff talking about what would be interesting to sell, and then letting, like, just talking to other people and letting the gaps kind of get filled in as they might. This year was interesting because I didn't have Hot Stuff around for very much of it. Had the copier and the fax machine idea at dinner right before the last radio show that Hot Stuff was around for. An extraordinary amount of this stuff was conceived of on the fly on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. There's not going to be like a whole lot of insight into the broader design process because there isn't a broader design process. So it was like this year Scully was like, all right, well, I want to do a Secret Santa thing and I want it to be like the Defy expectations that the Crimbomination would run it like, like some sort of Giger nightmare and just have it be like an office. And so you fight stuff and you get more and more bored and then you start screwing around on Facebook. And then, you know, we talked about, like, yeah, I was afraid that it was going to like, I was afraid that, I don't know why, but I was like, Scully's not going to like this, but I'm going to want to do another currency this year. But then when he actually sat down and typed up like our thoughts so far, he had put a currency in there too. So I'm like, oh, cool. I guess he doesn't mind that idea. I don't know why I thought he wouldn't like it. I feel like that sometimes. Like it was making it too complicated or something. So then the basics of it were done like a couple weeks ago, and then it was like, all right, now we got to figure out what goes in this store. And that was kind of a nightmare, actually. The coming up with like interesting items that were also office supplies and stuff like that. The skills were developed very collaboratively with Dev. I know that explicit ideas came from Krovax. I think the nap thing was his idea. I think it was either Pantsless or Gamelli had the Employee of the Month idea, that's the one that I think I like the most. The others are like, you know, I get that like a single adventure, a passive plus one adventure, it's like something that everybody wants to get. Speaking of which, I had a thought earlier about skill books, and I think that maybe because I'm starting to see people talking about these things, and I'm seeing this attitude where if you are a casual ascender, you'll get a bunch of skill books and then not use them because you know that you're only going to be able to keep one of them on Ascension if you want a permit. Right, and you probably don't want to perm it because if you're a casual ascender, you've got 100 other things that you want to perm. And I think that it might not be too much work to go back through with all of the items that grant skills and make them work like this. And in the future, have our thing be, you have a book, you have a skill book that works exactly like it does now. And when you use it, instead of it giving you the skill and taking the item away, what it does is it gives you the skill and replaces the item with, like, a used copy of that item that is untradeable, but that you can still use the next time you're in Aftercore or whatever, so that you don't just get these things that you would be excited to play with, but you don't want to play with them because you're not going to be able to keep them. Because I feel like that is what I would do, and that kind of sucks. And I feel like if we could do a little bit of work and redesign those things in a way that is friendlier to people, why not? Because I don't think we really lose anything by doing that. I mean, it's not like you need fewer of them, because every person still needs one. It's just that they get to play with them for a long time without having to worry about perming them. And I think that would probably make people happy. And I think that I would probably do it. Just speaking of which, because the idea of the skill books came up. So Scully had written a lot of the Covert Crimbo gifts, like on Monday, I think, and we were gonna try to get them out in the initial rollout, but that got sort of triaged out of the rotation, and is going out today. Also, I really intended to get the BGE order form done, but that I think I'm just gonna have to do tomorrow. There are a few little minor progressions of the event that will also be done on the fly. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Saturday, maybe Monday. I don't know exactly. Haven't really decided. But, okay, yeah, the Covert Crimbo things, I needed to think about them for a while to get them to... Because when Scully writes stuff, a lot of the time, he will propose a sort of a vague implementation of them without really thinking through what the balance consequences are, which is great, and that is exactly how our ideas should come out. And I think that's why a lot of the best ideas that we have come from Scully, like Ascension, for instance. Like, he is able to not be constrained by this, like, manifold spread of potential repercussions and things that people are going to bitch about, and just spit ideas out. And I have a really hard time doing that. I have to put myself into a particular mode where I'm like, all right, let's pretend that I'm making a different game than KOL, and I wanted an item that did a thing. What would be a cool thing for an item to do? So he will propose some stuff that you know, often has to be amended, and as often made 10 times as powerful as he suggests as made 1/10 as powerful as he suggests. But more often than not, like there's these bath salt things, right? And like, he had done that as a thing that worked when you rested, but then it's like a weird thing where, like, if you have multiples of them in inventory, how would that work? And it was just a bunch of extra steps that seemed kind of cumbersome, so like, why not just make them a potion? And it just took a while for that to coalesce, and then we coded and tested all of those today while C.D. Moyer perfected the algorithm for assigning people's Covert Crimbo. That's something we've been talking about for a long time, actually, is how to do that. And I hope it works. I hope that it will maximize fun for people. Maximize fun. What else happens on this here Twitter? Sompum says, used books are a great idea. You're absolutely right. At least I am sitting on some books and waiting to ascend. Omnifrog says, how do you not know what Disco Duck is? And Sompum says, so fail to spoil last year for us. Yeah, okay. But that's basically it. I mean, the bulk of the work on Crimbo happens in the handful of days before Crimbo rolls out, because we always think, oh, we're in good shape on this. Now all we have to do is come up with 15 monsters and 15 drops and code and implement and draw and write them. And, like, the writing is something that we can do quick, but me struggling to come up with mechanical ideas for things and ideas for things, I don't know that it is actually possible to do it any other way. Bespit says, the skillbook idea sounds really cool because that's the exact problem I run into with them. See, this is clearly a problem that is resonant. And, I think this is probably worth doing. Hobo skills would tank in the mall. I don't know if that's the case, actually. I'm honestly curious what would happen to the trade for these items, because it's still a thing where I feel like people don't buy multiples of them in the mall. I don't think. Maybe they do. If it is the case that people buy multiples of the same skill book in the mall so that they can use one every ascension or every time they decide to fuck around in Aftercore for a while, then maybe the prices will diminish. I think people get one of everything and then just don't use it. That's what I think people do. So if that's the case, then it shouldn't have any impact on the mall prices of the stuff. It might cause a minor panic that would have an impact on it, but who knows? Boy, it has been fascinating, speaking of player economy, to see the way the player economy is operating in World of Warcraft. This is the first time that I've ever played when an expansion came out, and actually saw all the sort of chaos as it was happening, but been making bank selling stuff that is way higher in price because people are in such a big fucking hurry to do everything right now than they're going to be 6 months from now. Tobold's blog, he was talking about that too, like the idea of like if you are eventually going to level up a craft skill, you're way better off farming the raw materials, selling them now, and then buying 10 times as much of them for what you sold them for now, because the prices are so inflated because everybody's in such a hurry. It's interesting seeing that in action in a context where I'm actually paying attention to it. Alright. Play Havoc asked if the skills from Crimbo Co. HC Perm, and then Stupak says, no, to first order, nothing from a book, hardcore perms. What does to first order mean? I ask as though you can answer me. You can't. Blister Guy says, absolutely, I'd like to hear more of the design process in general, too. Yeah, well, that's good. Madzor Panda says, I will rephrase my previous non-question. Is the PvP revamp still on the table? Yeah, absolutely. It is. Sleepy Worm says, this show is going to be hell to splice together. Stupak serves... My main concern about this thing is that it opens up a big ability for assholes to fuck with people, which is something I dislike on principle. Come on. Reverend Noodleyson says, hopefully never is Scully gonna rant at us. God damn you people in wanting to make angry Scully a tradition instead of a natural thing. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, well, tough. Do you really want some half-hearted rant that he feels obligated, or do you want a real rant? An awesome thing that happened once and you just want to bleed it dry and run it into the ground. Yeah, yeah. Gringrim says, any chance of you guys throwing in a Minecraft reference? It would be pretty awesome. Oh shit, a creeper! Blue Scream says, I sound so sad without company. Oh, I do now. Rel Noir says, hi there, I'm kind of interested in how covert Crimbo buddies were picked for people. I'm in a pretty large clan, and I managed to get someone I actually know. It's great. Cool. So there's some anecdotal evidence that it works. Stubach, I will read your post, but I'm not going to read it on the radio. Don't think that I'm not already doing that. Blue Scream says, that skillbook idea sounds great, but what about the meteor? Well, that's different, right? Because those don't go away. Anyway, I don't want to tell you how we picked the covert Crimbo buddies until later, because I don't want people trying to game the system with multis. It should be impossible for them to do so, but who knows. Icelight says, regarding used skill books, oh god, please, yes, on a stick. Turtle says, hobo skills are already worth jack shit in the mall. Don't concern yourself with those. All right. Starwood says, to first order is physics speak for something that is mostly true, but not exactly. Oh, I see. Oh, like, to a first order of magnitude, like, is that? Or like a to a couple of significant digits or something? Oh, and then the first fucking post, my covert Crimbo buddy is my multi. Haha. I think we can fix that. I think maybe CD Moyer forgot to put some code in a place that was some code. Say that was fun. I'm gonna read a couple more questions and then I think just do music for the rest of the time. And I'll try and edit this into a show that to be uploaded to the archive tomorrow. And it'll be pretty short. And that's okay. Casey Wiederman says, I buy 10 of every skill book and sit on them for a year. On the other hand, I chain 7 hardcore runs to Permalast Crimbo's suite. Yeah, but you buy them to sell, right? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. He also says, no Mination K-Mail yet. Is it slowly rolling, or did I fail to trigger it? It's slowly rolling. It goes through, it takes a while. It's taking, we were going to do it over rollover, but then, CD Moyer pointed out that it's going to take significantly longer than rollover took to actually assign everyone. So it'll basically happen to everybody who's started the event all at once, and then it'll start doing batches like every hour or whatever for new people who start playing. I think is how it's going to work. And I believe it is running again. So yeah, there was a brief little fix there. Ira Glass says, could you keep the music on this one when it's archived, please? I guess. I don't know. Fred Levi says, ooh, you should do a fly on the wall style recording of working on something for the game and then play it on the radio. So the problem with that is that it would be very difficult to actually record it. Because even like, the meeting that they did on the documentary, which, A, we rarely do that anymore, because that was, we were all in the same place when we did it. You know, we do phone meetings now where we brainstorm stuff. I guess people would have been kind of interested in the conversation that we had. We really collaboratively designed the reindeer. So that might have been something that people actually wanted to listen to, but it would be hard to get audio, A, because the conversations are like 10 minutes that Riff and I talk while we're out smoking and 15 minutes while Hot Stuff and I talk on the way to climbing or whatever, and it's there's just not a lot of like very recordable situations in which this work happens. So, you know, we could do it if it was kind of contrived, but then it would be kind of contrived. That would also make it a lot more listenable, I think. If you notice in the documentary, the sound was terrible on the meeting that they recorded. I think it's hard to get sound from a room full of people if they're not individually mic'd. Crimbo is great so far. Is there a Crimbo familiar, not the item of the month? Am I just missing it somewhere? Maybe. Maybe there is. I'm going to read this response from Astari at some point, but not on the air. I'm just going to play some music and be done talking to y'all. Thanks. This has been a dream. Really a dream. A dream comes the true. Good night, everybody.